the sound of the nations worshiping. Hear the sound, sons and daughters singing.
Who will go?
In May of the year 2000, the nation of Fiji was in a state of trauma, chaos, and anarchy, and was close to collapsing when the president of that nation called the pastors and spiritual leaders together with his painful but honest assessment. He said, "Fiji is fragmented, divided, and falling apart because our churches are divided and fragmented. Not one of us can deal with this national situation by ourselves. But corporately and together, we can make a difference if we humble ourselves. We will either see the churches come together to unitedly seek for help from heaven, or we will have no hope for the future." The church leaders from Fiji took this message from the president to heart. The Methodists, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Pentecostals, the Baptists, they began to realize the urgency of getting their act together. So they began to come together to unitedly and corporately pray. They cried out to the God of heaven, and they humbled themselves, and they sought the face of God, and they turned from their wicked ways. Then they began to see exactly what the Bible says will happen if we do those things, that God heard from heaven, and He forgave their sins, and He began to heal their land. For the past 3 years, there's been an unprecedented move of God in the nation of Fiji that has brought transformation and healing to over 100 communities and villages within that nation. When the land is healed, the land will begin to bring forth its increase, and the land itself will support the inhabitants that live there when the land is healed. The key to a move of God in any nation is to break dividing walls that have separated the people within that nation, walls between denominations, between cultures, between generations, and between gender. In a special ceremony with the president and the church leaders on July the 9th of the year 2001, the president lit a torch which symbolized the fires of revival, which he passed on to the leaders of the church. He said, "I want the youth of this nation to take this torch throughout the length and breadth of the land to see the fires of revival spread throughout this land." That's exactly what's been happening now in over 100 communities in Fiji. This torch of revival has been spreading from the length and width of the land. Some 3 years later, on September the 5th of 2004, the church leaders then passed that same torch on to Transformation Associates, who had gathered in Suva, Fiji, from all over the world to see this same flame of revival spread to the nations of the earth under the authority and umbrella of the authentic spiritual and civil gatekeepers and leaders of the land of Fiji. This torch of revival was spread to the people from nations that were represented there at this gathering in Fiji, that this same revival would spread to these other nations as well. In the course of that powerful service on September the 5th, 2004, representatives from nations around the world were there to put themselves in agreement with the leaders and people of Fiji to break dividing walls within their nations to see this revival come. Wholeheartedly and together, they entered into a powerful rendition of this song, "Break Dividing Walls."
Join together in the bond of
Yes, he sees us as one. Yes, he sees us as one.
We will break dividing walls. We will break dividing walls. We will break dividing walls. In the name of your Son, we will break dividing walls. We will break dividing walls. And we
between the Fijian and the Indians, those wars, yes, they are coming down. Between the Jews and the Gentiles, and across all the denomination, those wars, they are coming. Those walls, yes, they are coming down. Between the young and the old, and the tradition grow cold, yes, those walls, they are coming down, down, down.
Just exactly 6 days after this song was sung in Fiji, I was able to play this powerful rendition of the song, Great Dividing Walls, before the Inuit at the Pavanatuk Bible Conference in northern Quebec, or Nunavut. And they responded enthusiastically. In Fiji, the walls are being culturally between the Indian and the Fijian, and also denominationally between the different churches. And I said how that in the north, in the far north in the past, the major dividing walls are between the different denominations, the Anglican and the Full Gospel, are culturally between the Inuit and the Holenot, or the non-Inuit. And here is how the Inuit responded to those words.
And up here we can say, between the Anglicans and the Full Gospel, the walls are coming down.
Imak uhaun nama yutamani Anglican miulu Full Gospel lai yutain nakuning akinak akuning ani pituk vatuk ukusimiyuk.
Yeah, man.
Sugaluni.
Between the Inuk and the Holonok, the walls are coming down.
Inuilu halunalu akinak akuning ani tuk ukusimiyuk.
And we will be one.
It
can only happen in the spirit of Christ.
Christ,
who has reconciled us to God and to one another. Through the blood of his cross.
Back in Fiji on September the 5th of 2004, the representative of the president read the president's speech before the 3,000 people that were gathered there in the World Harvest Church in Suva, the capital of Fiji. And he said that the time was now right to take this same torch of revival that had so impacted Fiji and to pass this torch to the other nations of the world that were represented there.
The elders and members of the Assembly of Christian Churches in Fiji, president of the Transformation Associates, Reverend George Otis Jr. and Mrs. Otis Jr., producer of Let the Sea Resound, members of the Transformation Associates and ministry teams from around the world. Our visitors, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I now read to you the text of our esteemed, the President of Fiji. It reads, I extend to you all the warmest of greetings. I am very pleased to see our guests from abroad and wish to extend to you all a very mbulavinaka and the warmest of welcome from Fiji that can give you. Thank you for blessing our nation by your presence. On the 8th of July 2001, my wife and I were privileged to have lit the first revival torch for Fiji. That was in a very memorable ceremony at Albert Park in Suva. That revival torch was then carried on foot by our youths to all the divisions of Fiji. I am told that wherever the torch traveled, much blessing resulted. God is good, and we are more than blessed to serve a great and a loving God. The revival torch is symbolic of the Holy Spirit and the mighty work and of God performs through him. He brings the light of God to those places and are still in darkness. Fire burns within and brings warmth and life to those who are touched by its radiance. This stage is set by none other than the great God of heaven that we serve for this end time revival to begin. We are but humble instruments of his hands to do his will. Today, we will leave a world that is seething with violence, hatred, bloodshed, and sin. All countries of the world are tired of violence and long for peace, but peace continues to elude them. This revival ushers in the return of the Prince of Peace. We can only do our part today to set the light ablaze and set it off to a world engulfed in darkness. Though only symbolic, it is, however, proclaiming to the world the coming of the new age, an age of everlasting peace and prosperity. I therefore take this greatest pleasure as a humble instrument of the Almighty God to set this torch alight and send it off to the city of God via the Friendly Island and the Kingdom of Tonga. It is our prayer that the glory and the power of God will go with you all.
In the next clip, which was also played before the Inuit at the Pavonatech Bible Conference on September the 11th of 2004, the Inuit were thrilled to see one of their own, Mr. Tagak Curley, a founding father of Nunavut and a member of the Nunavut legislature, be the first to receive the torch from the leaders of Fiji as it was being released to the nation. The first people it was released to was the representative from Nunavut and the circumpolar regions of the earth.
That the anointing and that the unlimited anointing of God shall follow through wherever you go.
Tagak then passed the torch on to the representatives of the other nations.
Nunavut and Circumpolar regions.
In the name of the Father, for the fire among the
earth. I receive the fire and I shall send it likewise to the rest of the world. Greatly honored to represent Tonga today, the country from which Christianity came to these islands, and we are so very privileged to
be able to send that light again to the Friendly Island and the Kingdom of Tonga. May God be with them all.
And from the South Pacific to the land of the far, far north, the nation of Canada, we gratefully receive the torch, the flame of revival, to spread from the north to the south, the east and the west. Amen. From coast to coast, we need the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. And may this torch transform the land of ice and snow to many rivers of living water that will reach out to bless the nations of the world.
The torch continued to be passed to the Transformation Associates from 15 other nations, and it made the rounds until it was passed on to the representative of the United States of America, George Otis Jr. I want you to notice that in his remarks, George Otis Jr. refers to the importance and the vital significance of the indigenous peoples of North America, the Inuit and the other First Nations people, and of the need to partner tribes with people like Tagak Curley, who represented the Inuit, and Jay Swallow, who represented the other First Nations. George Otis Jr. clearly recognizes the significance of indigenous people in bringing transformation to North America.
On behalf of the United States of America, that is desperately in need of the revival fires again that it once knew over 100 years ago. We receive this gift from Fiji. And we intend to work with our native brothers, Jay and Tagak, to bring healing back to the continent of North America. Thank you very much, Fiji, for your inspiration to us.
Then after the torch had been passed and received by the Transformation Associates from all 15 nations represented, a representative of Fiji, as well as a representative from Nunavut, Mr. Tagak Curley, both of these representatives, one from the northern ends of the earth and the other from the southern ends of the earth, seal this ceremony with prayers to the God of heaven, from whence our help comes.
We now invite the Reverend Peter Thiele, on behalf of the nation of Fiji and on behalf of the Assembly of Christian Churches of Fiji. Likewise, we invite the Honorable Tagak Curley, representing the Transformation Associates, to come forward and pray over the ceremony of the lighting of the torch this afternoon.
Right here. Thank you, Lord. Father God, Kuya Gibagiatanya. Father God in heaven, I come in the name of Jesus to the throne of God. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of visiting the nation of Fiji and all the other armor bearers from other nations to learn to see the visitation of this nation, and that it shall spring forth from this nation and to the uttermost parts of the earth. I pray, O Lord, that this nation, represented by my brothers in the political system, the church, and the business community, O Lord, will be an example to the world who have locked themselves of the blessing of the Almighty God. So in the name of Jesus, from this day on, I pray, O Lord, right now, through the mighty name of Jesus, that you will pour out a blessing upon this nation and nations around the world that are high and might will wonder what's going on in the nation of Fiji, and that it shall spread from this day on throughout, not only to the communities, but to the families, to the young people, the young ladies and gentlemen, all in this part of the world, South Pacific, and to the uttermost parts of the Arctic. In Jesus' name I pray.
Heavenly Father, we do believe that you are raising a people today. People who are standing with no desire of anything else. They are ready to die in the flesh. They are ready to die in their ambition. They are ready to give all that they have in order to stand for you and you alone in these last days. And as we see this revival light moving from Fiji towards Tonga, and even looking at the whole world for revival, we look to you, God, for unlimited amount of anointing to go with it. We pray that heaven will open and you will send your power and your anointing of your Holy Ghost, that these people will stand and proclaim the oracles, the word of God, whereby people who are captives will be set free by your glory and by your power. We thank you for this opportunity of this fellowship today. We thank you, Lord, as we believe in you and you alone. You are doing a marvelous work in the earth, knowing that you are just about to come to receive your church. And with this prayer that we offer to you, we pray for untold blessings. We pray for guidance. We pray for revival. We pray for provision. We pray for power. We pray, Lord, that your people will be equipped with the power of the Holy Ghost, and that they shall be gifted to do your will here on earth, and that they will produce much fruit as you will bless them abundantly. Father, as a nation, we pray and speak blessings on this transformation of lights from here to the whole world. And also, Father, we pray that you'll continue to do things here in Fiji and abroad. May your will be done. May many souls be won for the kingdom as this light of revival transfer from nation to nation, from kindred to kindred, from people to people. May the power of God flow with them, dear Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the last wave and great anointing of revival is entering the earth now. And thank you, as from today, you're going to bless it and be with it. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
If there is power in agreement between two individuals, think of the impact that can be made when two nations or people groups come into agreement with the purposes of God. Later that same evening, Tagak Curley gave an Inuit carving to the president of Fiji through his representative, and they came into a covenant agreement to be two nations who will stand together under God and who will declare his mighty works to the nations. Could God be planning to use the seemingly small and insignificant nations of the world to confound the secular humanists of the dominant cultures?
I have one request, like David and Jonathan did, that we agree and enter into a covenant together. Inuit nation and Inuit nation of Fiji, together, that we will agree, that we will be friends forever until Jesus, until we get to heaven. So what I'm saying is, that I now will commit myself to pray for the nation of Fiji every day of my life until Jesus comes. To signify that, I want to say this. I want to promise you one thing. If you agree that I will be an armor bearer for the nation of Fiji, I believe, according to the Word of God says, if two shall agree, two or three shall agree in my name, all things are possible. Don't you think it's much more possible if two nations or more agree and enter into covenant and say, by the grace of God, we will remain friends, whether an enemy or adversity comes, we will stand together. That's what I want to do with your permission, the church leaders and political leadership. I will be an armor bearer for nation of Fiji. And I want you to do the same for our nation, because we're going to spread out into political arenas, because that's what God has appointed me to do. He will send me to see some of the kings. He told me not to be afraid of their faces, because he will make my face a lot harder than them. Amen? So by the grace of God, I call all the nations to witness my commitment for the nation of Fiji. I want you to accept on behalf of the president. I have a little gift here for the president of your nation, the head of state. This is an igloo. It should really be a white carving, but this is a stone carving. It depicts a traditional dwelling of Inuit people. When the president of your country sees this carving, he will remember my people, the Inuit people. We live in the coldest country of the world, but we have the warmest hearts. Amen? So on behalf of the Inuit people of Canada, this is a gift to the president. When he opens this igloo, that's what we call it, igloo. He will see me praying before my meal. For the nation of Fiji and Fijian, I want you to accept it on behalf of Inuit people of Canada.
His Excellency the President is a man of prayer. And when he opens this igloo and see you praying at mealtime, I'm sure he is going to respond and pray for you as well. And we shall have that bond of prayer and bound by the Holy Spirit, we shall never be separated again. Amen.
Remain here. I have another one for you. This flag will signify my friendship with Fiji. The cross on the flag is covered by the blood of Jesus. And that is my commitment to this nation.
Right after Tagak shared his message that night to the official leaders and people of Fiji, some of their leaders came to us to shake our hands. They said to us, "We will be your friends forever. We want to stand together in covenant agreement that we will be two nations under God. We will stand together forever." Now that the word of God has come to the ends of the earth, both to the northern ends and to the southern ends, the president of Fiji made a very perceptive observation with a prophetic sense of what he expects to happen in the text of his speech as delivered through his representative. Here is what he said.
And Jesus commanded the disciples to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations." That gospel was to go through from Jerusalem to the end of the earth. Fiji happens to be at the ends of the earth from Jerusalem. Prophets tell us today that when the gospel message reaches the end of the earth, there will come a time when that wave of revival will return to where it first originated, the very city of God back in Jerusalem, from where it first started. Us who are here today are here for a very high calling to have a part in dispatching that light back to the city of God. We are at the same time signaling to the rest of the world that the end of this age is coming to a close. The lighting of this torch marks the beginning of a worldwide revival prior to the return of our beloved Jesus.
Interestingly, just 5 days later, in another teaching given at the Pavonatic Bible Conference on September the 11th, 2004, prophetic teacher Fatine Kritsko shared this prophetic insight regarding the Inuit.
I actually just want to read a prophetic word from James Gall. Tanalo nukhareerutigilugu gemisiu hanuittu ke alla tavininganalotteiguti atwakaina harumara.
James Gall is a very seasoned and recognized prophet throughout the whole planet.
Then James Gall nal harumarulagattusuninalottei taman nunami.
This is what the Spirit of God said to him about you.
Kutimo hautiyagutigilauranga ilitsi mitsanu.
And even as I spoke before, there will be this move of God which will mature. It has already begun. And it's among the Inuit people. And it's going to be transformation. Whole villages are coming to faith. Whole villages are coming to faith. Watch out in the northern Arctic regions. The Lord would say, I'm going to move in these territories. And I am going to claim territory like the lion, in the territories. And I'm going to cause a throne to be built over the territories. A throne that I am going to sit in. Where apostolic rule is going to be released. And I'm going to use these native people of this land. And there shall be a redemptive work that will happen in their midst. And they shall help lead the way of an apostolic reformation across the nation. They will have a heart of understanding for the persecution of the Jewish people.
It is said that coming events cast their shadows before them. In January of the year 2005, for the sixth year in a row, the Inuit will be returning to the land of the Bible to express their appreciation to the nation of Israel for being the channel of everything of eternal value, including the words of the Bible that have come to them. The Inuit are now being invited into all kinds of venues and audiences throughout the nation of Israel. Some of them have even been doors that have opened up by the Canadian Embassy in Tel Aviv, that have opened the doors to places like the Hebrew University for the Inuit. And it gives the Inuit an opportunity to share their joy, to share their worship, their culture, and their faith. The principal of the junior high school in Ariel, in the West Bank, had this to say after the Inuit visited her school. This statement was made just 2 months after two students in this school had been killed by terrorists in an attack in Kenya.
I think the Inuit do it because they are wonderful people. They are very warm people. Maybe their climate is so cold that they need to have a very warm heart.
The Inuit have been able to touch the hearts not only of the Jewish people, but also of the Muslim Arabs as well. In Metzer, they were able to perform before an audience of both Jewish people and Muslim areas in a community which, if you can believe, had had a terrorist attack just 2 months previously, in which five Jewish people had been killed by terrorists, including a mother and her two small children, while they were in their bedroom. This wife of one of the leaders of the Jewish community of Metzer explains that they had made attempts to bring the Jewish and Arab communities together before, but never with the numbers and busloads who came together to hear the Inuit. And never before had there been such an occasion of joy.
The audience tonight was an audience of Jews and Arabs and Muslims that are from two communities that are close to one another, that meet together, but not really coming together so often in such a large number and also with such joy.
We hear this expression all over Israel. The Inuit continually bring much joy to the hearts of the people wherever they go. After a trip to Israel in January of 2003, Tagak Curley initiated the North Wind for Israel Trust Fund in Nunavut, which has already raised thousands of dollars to support the underprivileged and impoverished children living in Israel. The expression North Wind for Israel is taken from the text in the Song of Solomon, chapter 4 and verse 16. Awake, North Wind, and come, South Wind, blow on my garden, that its fragrance may spread abroad. Concerning Israel, the scriptures prophesy, the desert will blossom like a garden. This is already true in a physical sense, but Israel is also destined to come alive and blossom spiritually. Could it be that the fragrance in God's garden in Israel will spread abroad to the nations when the north wind and the south wind come together to blow upon it? Could the Inuit and the other First Nations at the northern ends of the earth and the Maori and Fijian nations at the southern ends of the earth have a significant part in this? As a sign of things to come, we see this picture of a Fijian chief and Tagak Curley standing together, holding together the flag of Israel and the flag of Nunavut. In the words of Tagak Curley, which were spoken while he was in Israel in January of 2003, referring to the potential of the Inuit in Israel, here is what he said.
The experience of building a connection with the people of this nation is tremendous.
Anashim acherim. This group was a different language, a different culture, a different dress, but their expression was love and peace.
Well, and I really don't know how is it to live in a country with peace, that my big problem would be what to put in my coffee, milk or cream. I want Israel to come to a point that the coffee will be the greatest problem.
Between the Jews and the Gentiles, and across all the denomination, those wars, they are coming. Father and his children, those walls, yes, they are coming down. Between the young and the old, and the tradition grow cold, yes, those walls.